Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you right now. We give you all the honor and all the glory because your word is to be praised. I thank you for this wonderful Memorial Day. Amen. I ask you, Lord God, to bless those. Amen. Today, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us, Lord God, in every area of our lives. Let us know that, God, you still, amen, are the author and finish of our faith. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to word my mouth that I might speak nothing but truth. Amen. And, Lord God, I ask you to keep those and let them abide under the wings, amen, of the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And I give you all the honor and glory. I yield myself. I yield my members. Lord God, I've been bought with a price. Amen. And I thank you for what you're doing. Amen. Praise God. You know, we are in our teaching on living a spirit life. Amen. And God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Not only do we worship him in spirit and in truth, but being born again, amen, thank you, Jesus. We not only, amen, supposed to worship him in spirit and truth, but we are, amen, a living spirit man. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen, and so when we are born again, we have a spirit life that we are supposed to live. And a lot of people don't understand that there are two identities that operate in the world today, and that's God and Satan. Well, in our life, we have the flesh, amen, and the spirit. And that's why 2 Corinthians 7 say we must clean up the flesh as well as the spirit, because Satan had caused, amen, both, amen, entities to be corrupted, to be messed up. That's one of the things that he wants to keep us, amen, in essence, to be up under his will and cause our spirit man to walk in rebellion and disobedience. But when Jesus came, the Bible say in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, the Bible say he travailed on the cross, birthing forth, bringing forth a new organism, a new being, amen, which is the spirit man, amen. When Adam and Eve first sinned, amen, Eve and Adam lost their first state, amen. Their first state was the spiritual man, amen. Adam messed up, amen, because he could have stopped everything. But because of this error, amen, the spirit man became the lower nature, amen, and the flesh became the higher nature, and it wanted to control everything, and it was most subject to Satan than the spirit man was. But the spirit man became corrupted. It was vile. It was defiled. It was doing everything that the natural man is supposed to do. So Jesus came back. And he redeemed us back to Father God, but he also, amen, amen, caused us to walk in the spirit, to be in the image and the likeness of Father God. So we just thank Jesus, amen. We thank him for his many, many gifts that he has bestowed upon us, because one was salvation, amen, then being transformed into the new creature, amen. Having the mind of Christ, amen, praise God, being that spiritual, amen, person that you were supposed to be, amen, praise God, and no longer lusting after the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and pride of life, but beginning to want to have that spirit life, amen, and that's why God gave me this topic, living a spirit life. A lot of us don't know how to live a spirit life and still be housed in the flesh. So we still are doing things, amen, that we shouldn't be doing. But when we become Christ-like, amen, the mortal, amen, literally, amen, is being taken off, amen. That mortal body is being taken off. And then we begin to put on the corporal, amen, which is the spiritual body. This corporal spirit man body is being transformed on earth, amen. That's what we are being made on earth before we go to heaven. Trained on earth in order to serve as an enlisted spirit man in the Creator's, amen, army. We are not just being trained and transformed and being made brand new to just sit around and say, oh, we just, you know, that and all, you know, all of that in a bag of chips. But we are trained to serve God, amen. We're trained to be in His army. Amen. You ask me why God needs an army? He needs an army, amen, because there is an enemy. Anytime an army is formed, there is an enemy that you have to combat against. So the spirit can only fight against spirits, amen. So that's an important factor that we need to understand. A lot of us are defeated and we don't reach our potential because our spirit man is not trained. It don't know how to do warfare. Ephesians 6 and 12, it tells not flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high places. Most of us, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus, praise God, don't understand that we must, amen, now become immortal, amen. That spirit man becomes immortal because Satan is not immortal. He will be defeated. Amen. We are immortal, everlasting with the Creator. Satan's desire is to get to the tree of life so that he can live forever. So God, amen, literally, amen, took it away out of the Garden of Eden. Amen. That would have caused him to live an immortal life. But we as the spirit being, amen, and as being developed as spirit, amen, men and women of God, amen, now having the image and the likeness of God, amen, we will, amen, eventually become immortal, amen. In April of A.D. 28, Jesus had finished combining a group of 12 men that would become his permanent disciples. They devoted their lives to him, thus giving up everything to follow him wheresoever he went. One of the things that you have to do and understand that now that you have accepted Jesus Christ, now that you are a spirit being, praise God, you must, amen, have that permanent relationship with God. You must have that relationship with Jesus Christ, whereas you're laying down everything, amen, and you're picking up Christ in order to be developed. Amen. And being developed, you're going to go through suffering in your life. Your mental state, your physical state. Amen. Your body is going to go through many things. Amen. Your surroundings. Amen. That's going to be big, major changes. People are going to think you crazy. People are going to think you indifferent. People are going to false accuse you and lie on you. They're going to do everything. Jesus said it in the Word. Because you are different. So in order to live a spirit life, you must take on, amen, hallelujah, the attributes of Jesus Christ, amen. You must become developed, amen, and praise God, be, amen, totally, amen, made into the image and the likeness, amen, of God, amen, praise God. Adam and Eve were in the image and likeness of God. They had that spirit. It was the high echelon, amen, at the beginning. But when they fell, amen, the flesh man took over. Amen, praise God. And Satan, amen, controls the flesh man. Amen. And God's son, Jesus Christ, told Peter one day, he said, get behind me, Satan, for y'all saving not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. He was telling people, Peter, literally that, amen, the things that are of Satan, that's what you want to keep alive. But the things that are of God, you try to put to the side, not want to get into it. You can't keep Satan stuff alive. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, if you are a spirit man. You must kill it out. You must let it die out. You must force it out of your life. And in order to be able to stand, amen, you got to be transformed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the transformation, amen, starts in the earth realm. Now, I will talk to you, amen, again on next Monday. Amen. Praise God. And what I'm going to do is get more airtime. Praise God. Because when I was off of the air for so many, 2 months, amen, to be exact, well, I came back in doing short segments because I didn't have my computer and stuff set up. And so now I'm back on track, and I want to teach you guys, amen, how to live a spirit life. Have a wonderful Memorial Day. God bless.